In the studio with us now, candidate for state auditor, Cindy Bird. Cindy, welcome to Ponca City.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, auditor, that's probably not one of the most exciting jobs in the world, but yet you want to be Oklahoma state, our next state auditor. How come?
I do want to be the next state auditor, and it can be an exciting job. I want to be the next state auditor because I am passionate about looking out for your tax dollars.
Okay. Cindy, we've heard a lot about the health department recently and not having $30 million, and then it shows up again. What could the state auditor do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, Bill, what we would like to do is for the state auditor's office to have the ability to do performance audits. Right now, we currently cannot do that. A performance audit would have caught this type of mistake, and hopefully going into the future, our legislators will see the need for this and give the state auditor that right or that authority to go in and do those audits. If we were able to do more performance audits, we can find efficiencies, we can find any kind of waste, and hopefully prevent tax increases to the taxpayer.
Okay. Cindy, you've been with the state auditor's office for some time.
Yes, I've been there for 21 years. My current position is deputy state auditor over the local government audits. I'm in charge of auditing your counties, your district attorneys, EMS districts, and some special investigative audits. And I want to be your state auditor because I would like to take my skills and training to the state level.
In your campaigning, Cindy, you point out you are an auditor instead of just an accountant. What is the difference between an auditor and just an accountant or CPA?
Well, Bill, just like the medical profession, there are specializations within the accounting field. You wouldn't go to a tax preparer to have an audit completed. You wouldn't go to a surgeon to have just a general checkup. Auditing is a very specialized field, and you need the experience necessary to go in and actually find waste and inefficiencies as opposed to just coming in as a figurehead. I have the experience to be the next auditor and lead this team to work for the taxpayers of the state.
You said you audit counties, so therefore you're running for a statewide office. I assume you've been to all 77 counties at some point?
Yes, I have spent the last 21 years traveling through all 77 counties. That is correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about where Cindy Bird is from.
I live in Colgate, Oklahoma right now. I've lived there my entire life. My mom is a retired school teacher. She taught school for 33 years. My dad's a retired rancher. I actually worked at the Wrangler factory there in Colgate to put myself through college. So I have big, strong roots there.
And should you be elected, you said you're going to live in Oklahoma City?
Yes, that job is a full-time position, and it is going to require someone who really wants to work hard for the taxpayers.
Okay, you're sitting on a stump. Here's your stump speech. Tell the folks why they should vote for Cindy Bird for Oklahoma State Auditor.
Bill, over the last 3 years, my audits have exposed more than $10 million in fraud and waste. 6 officials have been removed from office through either indictments or required resignations. These are the kind of results that taxpayers want today. We all want to know where our money is being spent, and we want to know that someone is being accountable for it. As the next state auditor, those taxpayers will get those results.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell the people of Ponca City and Kate County?
I would tell them that I have been received very warmly here in this county. You guys have been great hosts. It's a beautiful part of the country. I'm very thankful to visit with you all, let you know why I'm running for state auditor, and I appreciate your support.
All right. Thank you. Good luck to you, Cindy Bird.
Thank you, Bill.